Hi, welcome to Group P1's online Design Day presentation. Our process treats cyanide using concentrated sulfur dioxide. This project is an expansion of a sponsored project by NORM Engineers and Constructors to create high-purity sulfur dioxide.
Group P1 consists of Kivash Bakrani, Safik Chandar, Joshua Donaldson, Vishnu Jayaprakash, Alex Lee, Jadeep Mullick, Vittorio Sambadi, and Adam Weeb.
Cyanide leaching is a process used in the extraction of gold and silver ore from large mineral deposits. Recently, its use has come into question due to the potential environmental impacts of improperly treated effluent. Various countries have even elected to ban its use. The aim of this project is to combine multiple emerging technologies in the gold processing industry to create an optimal cyanide remediation strategy for the future. The goals of this project are to reduce cyanide in the effluent to well below legal limits, alleviate the capital and operating costs of treatment to enable mines to do a more thorough cleaning of their effluent, and create a fully adaptable solution that can work for any mine. The process is designed to treat 730,000 cubic meters of leach solution per year, which would come from a gold mine that would yield approximately 5,100 kilograms of gold per year. Our process is a combined process consisting of the recovery of cyanide and metals, followed by the destruction of unrecoverable cyanide. Cyanide recovery begins with metal cyanide complexes being separated by acid and the metals precipitated out. These will be filtered and sold. The leach solution must now be neutralized using lime. From here, the leach solution can be recycled into the gold leaching process. Some of this leach solution is sent to destruction as a purge stream to prevent a buildup of non-recoverable forms of cyanide. The ratio of recovery and destruction can be changed to the specific needs of a particular mine. Sulfur dioxide is produced on-site by combusting molten sulfur with pure VPSA oxygen in a special oxy-sulfur furnace. Cyanide destruction uses the sulfur dioxide to oxidize cyanide, and then oxidized cyanide is then put through hydrolysis to form ammonium bicarbonate, which can then be treated by conventional wastewater treatment systems such as aeration. As previously mentioned, the plant can be added as an addendum to an existing or upcoming gold project. However, for maximum efficiency and minimum environmental impact, the plant can treat the solution of multiple mines. Larger throughput makes purchasing of treatment chemicals more economical, and a central location limits the potential exposure of the general public to a catastrophic failure. It is for this reason Sonora, Mexico is proposed as a location for this project. Sonora has many gold mining projects in progress as well as upcoming projects. In fact, it is responsible for over 35% of Mexico's gold production. Here, the proposed plant can potentially be expanded to treat the leach solution of multiple mines, providing efficient and centralized treatment. It is estimated that the associated mine will be able to make around $200 to $250 million per year from the gold leach from the solution. Capital cost, operating cost, and revenue values are estimated using the Aspen Process Economic Analyzer. As it can be seen, the product sales are enough to cover the raw material cost and a fraction of the operating cost, but the plant runs at a loss of $430,000 per year. The cost of treating cyanide tailings can be a significant percentage of total mining operating costs, and unlike other operating costs, yield no economic return. To compare our costs with other processes used in industry, we looked at two configurations of processes similar to ours. It is found that our process has a lower capital cost and operating cost than these processes. Both processes require about a $13 million capital investment and an operating cost of approximately $1.4 million per year. The calculated operating costs of these processes do not include labor and maintenance costs, plant overhead, or other general costs. Even included in our processes, our net cost is still three times lower than the compared processes. The proposed process allows for the tailored treatment of cyanide leach solution. It minimizes costs by including the sale of pure SO2 and recovery of profitable minerals available in the leach solution. By utilizing destruction, cyanide in the effluent contains far less cyanide than conventional in industry. This allows for maximum efficiency and minimal potential environmental impact. With some more detailed economics and engineering in the design of the process, the cost can be further brought down if we are able to increase the efficiency in the amount of cyanide recovered and destroyed. We would like to thank Dusko Posarek, Sergio Beretta, Aaron Kwan, and Kim Nikolaisen for their guidance throughout this project. Please feel free to email us any questions you have at sayonara.inquiries@gmail.com. Sayonara!